halfway through April. It's crazy. I'm just going to sip on some wine so I can chat with some girls and forget about the time. That's what it's going to do. That's what we're going to do. It's the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast. I am your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Thanks for tuning in each and every week. If you love our show and you want to share it, you can go to theveroinsider.com, live link to our blog and our social media. Click on all of our wonderful sponsors. Give them some love throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year. Mention that you heard about them on the show. Say, Anna sent me. It's amazing. They keep sponsoring. They keep thinking it's worthwhile. And I appreciate that. Okay, so we blinked and we are halfway through April, which means we are just weeks away from one of, which has quickly become one of, my favorite, most tasty festivals in all of Indian River County, the Lionfish Festival. Maybe it's because I'm part Leo that I feel this attraction to the word lionfish. Perhaps it is. However, my taste buds feel that way because it was downright delicious. So in the studio, we have Kendra Cope and Alexis Peralta. They are helping to head up this event yet again, a dynamic duo and many, many other helping hands as part of Coastal Connections. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you for coming on. And it's a little bit different, our conversation this year as opposed to last, because Coastal Connections wasn't at the helm last go round. Can you share a little insight for our listeners?
Yeah, and I'm glad we're getting to talk about this. This event was created a few years ago to try to get more of our community involved with removing lionfish and teaching them about them and why we'd want to remove them. And it was the county commissioner's original intent to pass this off to a nonprofit. We got this started, and it's been extremely successful, thanks to you, thanks to my neighbors, thanks to everybody that lives here. Yes, it's awesome. But it's that time. It's time to transition. And so that's what's happening right now, is a new nonprofit has been created to take over that responsibility. And that nonprofit is called Coastal Connections, Inc. And so this is that transition year.
That's really exciting because, of course, events like this require funding from generous and fantastic sponsors that we love and appreciate and value. And as a result, now that this is headed up by a nonprofit, Coastal Connections, they can, in fact, have this as a tax write-off.
Absolutely. We've been very blessed to have a lot of generous sponsors over the years. And this year, we're really excited to announce that Ocean Conservancy, a nationally recognized organization, is partnering with us for this event. But we also have a lot of local people.
Yeah, we really try and focus on local organizations to join in so that not only is their name more heard through our event, but it shows the community that we're all working together to really change the world and help our coastal habitats.
Most definitely. And I feel like you all are immersed in this on the daily and understand about the over influx of lionfish, yet because the event is still, it's in its toddler years, some of our listeners might want a little bit more insight as to the purpose behind it. Can you share that with us?
So the lionfish is considered invasive here in Florida. It was brought in originally through the aquarium trade, and we're not exactly that sure of that point source at this time, but what the problem is around Florida and, you know, North American waters is that there are no predators, and it pretty much can survive anywhere. And so what it's doing is actually eating all the things that we think are important, like our snapper, our grouper, our, you know, just degrading those habitats that we like to snorkel on, that we like to dive on, that are important for our sea turtles that we all love so much. And so the best way to take care of those habitats and things that are near and dear and important to us economically and environmentally is to remove them. So we encourage diving to spearfish and hunt those lionfish. And then we also encourage people to eat them.
Yeah. And we got really lucky.
It's a tasty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we got really lucky. You think an invasive fish and you think, ew, honestly. But,
right.
But this fish turns out to be one of the most delicious fish I've ever had. I mean, it's just like mahi, but has even more flair when all of our restaurants in the cook-off make it their special way. It's incredible.
This is so true. And for what it's worth, I know it's bad, but it's so pretty at the same time. It's crazy. So, I mean, if that's what we have to do, it's what we have to do. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the spear fishing is actually part of the festival in itself, right?
Yes. So it's a three-part festival. We have a tournament where they go out and dive for 2 days, and then they weigh in during the fest, which the fest includes an educational component and the cook-off. So people get to taste dishes from multiple local restaurants making their own special dish and also learn about why lionfish are so invasive and what other organizations are doing around the county environmentally.
Interesting. And so I'm sure a number of our listeners are business owners or involved in companies that might want to help support this. There's a number of ways in which they can. Sponsorship could also include some in-kind. If I'm not mistaken, last year there was some tremendous raffles that were taking place.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having some Yetis and maybe some really nice fishing poles again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if anybody listening wants to sponsor those big raffle items, we're definitely in the lookout for those.
And how would they get in touch with you? What's the best way to reach out?
On our website, we have a tab just for sponsorship and support for the event and the organization. So that website is SebastianLionfishFest.com. So they just have to click on that tab, and then there is a location for them to inquire about them.
SebastianLionfishFest.com. Now, the boating and the spear fishing, does that happen in teams, individuals, all of the above?
Since the tournament includes hunting by diving, we always encourage people to dive with a buddy. So we have our tournament teams sign up for people of 2 to 4.
I see. Okay. So that commences on the 19th, and then the actual delicious cook-off and the educational component and the raffles, the excitement, the hoopla is going to take place on May 20th.
Yes, that's a Sunday from 12 to 4 at Captain Hiram's.
Oh, a little sunshine, some delicious food. Now, for our listeners to want to save the date, is this a ticketed event?
It is. There's actually a discount if you sign up online prior to the event. You'll get 10% off of your tickets. If not, that you can get tickets at the door.
I always like to make a joke, too, that lionfish in restaurants is currently very expensive because it's a difficult fish to fillet and you have to go out and dive for it. It's not just like snapper that you can go out and catch on a line. But so coming to our event, you actually get to taste it so many different ways for a lot cheaper than you would at a normal sit-down restaurant. So our event is really the place to come out and decide that you love lionfish. And if you already know it, then you can get it cheaper at our event than anywhere else.
Yeah. Oh, very true. Or you can pick up a new hobby.
There you go. Go out and
spear diving for lionfish. Why not? Why not? Okay. So the ticket cost is what?
$15, unless there's the discount prior.
Wow. That's a steal. And how many restaurants do we anticipate?
6 or 7. We're confirming this week, but you'll get anywhere from 6 to 7 different delicious dishes.
Oh, how exciting. And great exposure for the restaurants. And last year, it was a lot of camaraderie. It was friendly competition and just really a whole lot of fun to be able to see them showcase some maybe completely outside the box sauces and spices that they wouldn't typically use, or some of their go-to favorites, yet with a totally different outcome because of the variation of this fish as compared to others.
Definitely. My favorite last year was Yellow Dog Cafe.
I know, with the onion encrusted. It was delicious.
And it was
sweet. Delicious. Yeah.
It was wonderful.
You want to know what they're bringing this year?
Oh, yes.
Empanadas.
Oh, my goodness. It's a handheld delicacy. Just walk and eat. Oh, that's brilliant. I love that Yellow Dog signed up so quickly. Well, it's great exposure for the restaurateur. And, of course, we can only keep our fingers crossed that Miss Kitty of the Blue Star will quickly sign up. You know, we'll keep our fingers crossed, but that's one busy lady. Yeah. One busy lady. Of course, while we're on it, I think we should just mention that since season is phasing out, The Blue Star will be open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 o'clock to close for all of your dinner dining needs. They do have a private room where you can enjoy a fabulous reception, rehearsal dinner, birthday party, anniversary, you name it. But it's all, it's really gotten quite, it's evolved in the several years that it's been there. It's more of that white linen sort of fine dining, yet with delicious portions that, you know, sometimes you go to a fancy restaurant and you come out hungry. Mm-hmm. This is not the case. So you'll be happy and you'll want to take loved ones and enjoy some background music and some ambiance at the Blue Star Tuesday through Saturday in downtown Vero Beach. I also want to give a quick shout out to Caliber Home Loans, talking about really amazing people. Tax season, whoo, if you've done it right, you're in the clear. Right? You're in the clear. And you can utilize some of those refunds to consider home ownership, whether it's your first home, second home, it doesn't matter. But there are some really amazing programs out there for first-time home buyers. And one of the things that Caliber taught me and our listeners is that you don't have, it doesn't have to actually be your first ever home. It just has to be your first home of ownership in X amount of years, which if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was three. Yeah. Three? Yeah. Look at my producer. Don't say something wrong. Look at me. Look at me. So, you know, and that's some insight that you don't know unless you go for a free consultation and consult with them. Home Loans is all they do. Caliber right on Miracle Mile, right next door to Bonefish. Again, we're talking fish. Right next door to Bonefish. They actually opened up some additional locations. They have one in Melbourne and one in Port St. Lucie, but their headquarters is right here in Vero for this local representation. So don't hesitate to reach out to the wonderful team at Caliber to talk about home ownership because, gosh, rent is just getting more and more expensive. Mm-hmm. Limited inventory. A lot of folks, I mean, I'm talking with two environmentalists at heart, right? Mm-hmm. And many people are building new and buying new, and I can certainly understand that. Yet there's something to be said for if it's already there, just customize it and make it your own. You know, I go some places and I don't see any land left. I'm like, where is it? So with that in mind, don't hesitate to reach out and just see what you can come up with on your budget. Because owning a home just creates a more sense of grounded community. You know, now, Captain Hiram's. It's right there in Sebastian, right on the water. Are the boats that are participating in the spearfishing going to be able to leave from Captain Hiram's?
Yes, they should be. A lot of people will just pull their boats into Captain Hiram's dock, park it for the event. But then some people just who like to fish outside of the Indian River County area, remember, for the tournament, they can fish anywhere within the Treasure Coast. That's three counties they can cover.
Lagoon and ocean.
Lagoon and ocean.
Oh, wow.
So they have space and they have area that they can cover no matter the weather. That being the case, some people just drive it up in cooler and over ice, and then some people use their boat. So it's really just up to their preference.
Oh, wow. And what is the deadline on Sunday the 20th for them to be back and weigh in?
Weigh in is from 11 to 1.
Got it. And then that's the fish that we are going to be eating thereafter.
No.
Oh, I was like, wow, that is quick turnaround. That is fabulous.
We're that good. Whoa. You just never knew.
No, that fish is pre-provided, and we provide actually 60 pounds of already filleted lionfish to all the restaurants participating. Already filleted. We provide it for free. That's part of our educational outreach to really get these restaurants involved and get the people eating all this lionfish.
And get them experimenting with it. And the more that folks fall in love with it and request it at our restaurants, the lower the cost will actually be in the
end. Exactly.
And the least amount of lionfish will be in our waterways. Disturbing our delicious grouper. I mean, our beautiful grouper. Yeah. That's what I meant. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Vero Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, sitting with Kendra Cope and Alexis Peralta. Don't go anywhere. From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close, call for reservations, and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company. Don't settle for fancy nails, get boxy nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622. Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the hair studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Making delicious dishes from destructive fishes. The 2018 Sebastian Lionfish Fest is coming Sunday, May 20th to Captain Hiram's. Feast on amazing lionfish dishes from local restaurants while learning how you can protect our environment from these harmful invaders. All proceeds go to new nonprofit, Coastal Connections, Inc. Sebastian Lionfish Fest, May 20th, 12 to 4 at Captain Hiram's. Where do lionfish taste the best? At Sebastian Lionfish Fest. Sponsored in part by Ocean Conservancy.
Oh, how stinking cute was that little jingle.
Thanks to Alexis for making that.
Wow. It's always important to have a helpful, handy husband. I highly promote that.
Thank you.
That is wonderful. That jingle is clever. So I have in the studio Kendra Cope, Alexis Peralta. They are heading up Coastal Connections, Inc., a newly formed nonprofit. Mm-hmm. What is the mission?
It is to educate our community by connecting them to wildlife through these interactive programs. Mm-hmm. So one of those, and our major program really is Sebastian Lionfish Fest, but the organization has definitely taken on a couple other programs, including protecting sea turtles and, restoring the health of our Indian River Lagoon. But mm-hmm. we really like to focus on Lionfish Fest.
Absolutely. And it's wonderful that you both have important positions within the county mm-hmm. as day jobs, yet the county finds this to be an important outlet and aspect and allow you all to be able to dedicate time and energies towards this. And let's face it, our coastal line is a mm-hmm. huge reason why folks stay or relocate to Vero to begin with.
Yeah,
Indian
definitely.
River County as a whole. Speaking of relocating, since you weren't quick enough, Kendra, I beat you to it, girl.
Dang it.
White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery is happy to bring your friends and family to a wonderful home here in Indian River County or throughout the Treasure Coast, whether it's a local move or an interstate move, which means if you're not from Florida, we can bring them to or from the state of Florida as an agent with Beacons. Not all movers can do
wow.
that. And of course, we are dedicated to the community. We help with in-kind sponsorships and the like with a number of events, including mm-hmm. Sebastian Lionfish
yes.
Fest.
Woo-hoo.
Right? We are movers who really dedicate ourselves to the areas that we serve because we know that the more we reinvest both our time, our energies, our monies, more people will want to live, work, and play here. Mm-hmm. Right? It just makes sense. So if you hear of anybody moving or needing help with the heavy lifting, especially this time of year when it's spring cleaning and renovations, you know, we don't have to do the full pack and move. We can just help pack and shift things into the garage so you can work on your hardwoods or do some fresh paint. You know?
That's they're a nice. Great company. Yeah. They really are. They're there to help wherever you need it.
That's true. That's true. And of course, we're going to be helping in a number of ways on May 20th, 12 to 4. That's where the actual cook-off, there's an award, right?
There is. Everybody's fighting for the community's vote for favorite dish. So we're encouraging everybody to come out, taste every single different dish that's being prepped. Mm-hmm. And then they just want your vote. They want to know that you like them the best. So.
Yeah, it's great. It's a lot of food for $15 or
no
discounted
kidding.
If you're getting it online early. Yeah, it's a lot of food. And so people go through the line, taste all of them, and then they drop their ticket essentially as a vote
into
a
winner.
Bowl.
Mm-hmm. People Choice Award. Yeah. So what does it shape like a lionfish?
Oh, that would be great one year. Awards, you know, are pretty expensive. So since we're still relying on our sponsors right now and we want to use that money appropriately, we have really gorgeous just dishes right now. It's like a plate.
Ooh.
And it has a lionfish imprinted on it and it says favorite dish.
That's just as clever, ladies. Mm-hmm. Just as clever. Now let's give a shout out to those wonderful sponsors, shall
we? Yes. We can't make this event affordable for the community without them. So we have the Native Salt Clam. They are actually all the money that they raise for their own company to sell salt clams for fishing. They're using that money to create a trap for lionfish.
Ooh.
So they're doing a really cool mm-hmm. program.
They're being very proactive.
Yes, they are. We also have Walking Tree Brewery this year. They're donating a bunch of beer to the event to help support the organization and the event as whole. So we're going to have a bunch of different types of beers
Available for purchase.
Available for purchase.
And then the funds go to Coastal Connections.
Yep.
And yours truly as an MC will help to facilitate consumption of that deliciously
yes.
donated craft beer. It's just my part.
We're
it's
so excited for your mic talents.
Thank you. Aren't you sweet? It's amazing what a little liquid courage will do. Go on. What's the others?
The other one, we have an engineering company called Aptim that's a big supporter. They do coastal engineering.
Mm.
So they're a really great mm-hmm. partner as well. The trolley this year, Treasure Coast Trolley, is going to be part of the event again. They're going to be taking everybody from Captain Hiram's to Riverside Park, where we have more available parking.
Riverview Park.
Riverview.
They're easily mixed up. Yes, Riverview
Park. Absolutely. Good catch, Alexa.
Good catch.
Thank you.
That's very true. Oh, that's generous of the trolley. That's super fun.
And we get to decorate it. It's a blast.
Oh, my goodness. I might even come early for that part.
It's a blast.
That, you had me at hello. And do we cover them all?
Yes. And then lastly, another major supporter is, of course, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Without them, this event wouldn't be possible.
Right. So we always host the event on the weekend that they have their Lionfish Removal and Awareness Day. It's called an LRAD event. So technically, we are the largest LRAD event on the east coast of Florida.
Yep.
What a tasty responsibility.
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely do. Okay. SebastianLionfishFest.com.
Yes.
That's where our listeners can go. They can reserve tickets.
Yes.
And get an early discount price, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. You can like buy for everybody and not tell them the price. And they're thinking that you're crazy generous, first of all. Yeah. Also, you can sign up to be a sponsor or do something in kind, because the raffle is also another terrific way that you all are helping to recoup some of the costs
yes.
put into this little number.
Yes, and like you said, last year, our raffle was insane.
It was.
I felt like more people stay for the raffle than ever before because they were such huge prizes.
But can you blame them? There was a giant Yeti.
There was a huge Yeti.
That is just it. Those are the incentives that we need. That is it for sure. Of course, before we break, we were on our commercial, and I was chatting with the gals about how amazing Foxy Nails is. Not only is it open 7 days a week, but on a Sunday after, you know, a rigorous workout and I broke a nail, I was able to get to them quickly. They got me right in and out, and they appreciate loyal customers, and in exchange they'll take really great care of you. And not to mention, I saw a little birthday party going on while I was there. All these little girls getting their nails done.
Aww.
So stinking cute. Of course, the Hair Studio of Vero. We know it's a new season when I go more blonde, folks. Melissa and her team can take care of you too. Oslo and US One, the most affordable salon in all of Indian River County. She'll make you look runway ready. So, ladies, Sebastian, lionfishfest.com.
That's it.
Oh.
May 20th.
We'll see you there.
That's it. 12 to 4. Come hungry. Until next week. Cheers.